it is time for my favourite segment of the week. It's called Peps Picks. I have him on the line with me right now. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning, Liam. Good morning, to you. Good morning.
Are you? You well?
Yeah, I am actually. It's a pretty hectic deadline week, and it's been a pretty amazing energy in the capital over the last couple of days.
I can imagine.
Tuesday? Tuesday was pretty special.
You went down and joined the hikoi I saw.
Oh, look, I was there all day. The beforehand, the hikoi, the after party. Just on a couple of little notes for people on the right listening.
Yeah, oh, hit me.
Wouldn't have been a single free hotel room or Airbnb in Wellington. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. All the accommodation booked out. I'm pretty sure Jetstar and New Zealand On Air would have made a killing as well. All of those flights. Every cafe owner or restaurateur I talk to, loving it. Loving the sales. Lines out the door for coffee. People coming in for dinner. Interesting stuff. Really inspiring event. Really, really inspiring energy. Incredible hospitality. Real welcoming feeling from the hikoi organisers, from the staff, from everybody working on it. Immaculately delivered. Within an hour after it wrapped up in Parliament. So wow. It was empty. The streets were empty.
That's crazy. That's so good.
The management was impeccable. The signs were outstanding.
Oh,
the vibes,
yeah. There
the
were
length
some
of the line,
great signs.
The line did not end. The line was stretching from TRO Park to Parliament. I was like, what the hell is going on?
You're echoing kind of everything, really, I've heard about it. It's you just kind of think, it wouldn't be great if the city could always be that busy.
Oh, look, I mean, we got to figure it out. We got to figure out how to do something like that.
Totally.
But hey, it was good. It was positive. I thought it felt good. Sometimes the catalyst element isn't what you'd like it to be.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, it'd be far better to all come together for different reasons, but I thought people made a pretty incredible effort to really generate and hold on to some good feelings, in particular the performers at the after party. People like Troy Kingy really understood the assignment. The work's been done for the day. It's time to ground everyone, reconnect them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can believe Troy Kingy would read the room down very well for that.
Oh, look, just unreal. You know, that guy, there's a reason why he's Troy Kingy.
I know. He's so
time and time again,
friggin' cool.
I said on display in so many different contexts, Troy Kingy, the actor, Troy Kingy, the musician, the collaborator, the thinker, the activist.
The activist. Yeah, no, interesting point you make there, though. I did think, this is so lovely, but it's a shame it's, not occurring for positive reasons. But...
Oh, well, you find the positivity where you find it.
I mean, true, absolutely. And I mean, if this isn't a great example of, unity and... togetherness. I don't know what is.
Yeah. No, you find the positivity where you find it. Shall we talk about some really fast, crunchy electronic music and a funny time signature?
You know what? I was like, a perfect transition.
Oh my God, shall we just really We've talked about this topic in the past, haven't we?
Yeah.
Did we discuss this a few weeks ago? Yeah, we did another one because it's all happening now, the compilations.
Yes.
So today we're talking about Thank You, Dream Girl, released by the Tabula Rasa Record Company, which is the second compilation, official compilation, of a new style of electronic music called Hit'em. For those who don't know, the narrative story began on Twitter several months ago when Drew Daniel, who's one half of Matmos, sent a tweet about a dream he had the night before. Had a dream I was at a rave talking to a girl and she told me about a genre called Hit'em that is in 5/4 time at 212 BPM with super crunched out sounds. Thank you, Dream Girl. Within a day...
It was made.
His timeline had been covered. Bedroom producers all around the world sending thousands of door screen recordings of Hit'em style tracks had made. It set the internet on fire. People really gravitated towards the idea. Producers love a prompt. Electronic music producers love a prompt, a set of formal restrictions. This is how you get it done. People went for it. Not long after, Daniel had a conversation with Machine Drum. Next thing you know, they were talking with the Tabula Rasa Record Company, San Francisco-based experimental dance music label, who one of the people who runs it, Joseph White, actually is living in Wellington at the moment.
Oh, really?
Been hanging out with him a bit. Cool guy. And so everyone got wrapped up in this. Next thing you know, The Guardian, Vice, NPR, Stereo Gum were writing about this. There was a compilation, Disposable Heroes of Hit'em, released by an Australian and a New Zealand crew a few months ago. They were the ones who were quick off the mark. This one, however, it's taken a bit longer because Drew Daniels, Machine Drum, and the Tabula Rasa Record Company really took their time with the curation, really going through submissions and trying to put together a kaleidoscopic widescreen vision of what Hit'em could sound like and feel like, the possibilities inherent within these formal restrictions. And, you know, in the process, they found material from producers like EEPROM, DJ Galen, One Renault, which is a collaboration between Drew Daniel and Machine Drum. People like Raymond Pang, all of these different people have got all these different ideas. You know, some people twisted this in a new age and smooth jazz direction with glitchy IDM grooves. Other people went full 212 BPM hardcore techno. Some people went power electronics. Some people took it in electroacoustic direction. Some people went halftime. All these different possibilities.
Well, I guess when you put a tweet out there about a style of music you've dreamed of, people can kind of interpret that fairly loosely, can they not?
Well, look, I mean, people have always interpreted things fairly loosely.
I mean,
that's
so
the sort
true.
Of beauty.
Yes, yes.
That's the beauty of, you know, generally you have a moment. A lot of the time in the past of electronic music, one of the things that's occurred is it's been about breakbeats or drum breaks or loops. So you had a thing that Amen Brother, which was a funk song by the Winstons, had a 4-bar drum loop that became known as the Amen Break. That was like became the basis of jungle and drum and bass. There's a loop from a hip-hop song called Trigger Man, a 2-bar loop that became the basis of New Orleans Bounce. There's a Miami bass loop that became the basis of a lot of favela funk music in Brazil. There's a loop called the Think Break, funk soul song by Lynn Collins, became the basis of Baltimore Club. Quite often it's just once people identify, like, it's a core rhythm or a core motif. I mean, things like dubstep where people are like, okay, this is the tempo, this is the style of drum programming and bass lines will go from here. So you don't need a lot for people to connect and find common ground or something. But then I suppose where it gets interesting is it's as much about, you want it to fall within the formal set of restrictions so it's recognisable, but at the same time the game is to always be adding to it, to be taking it into new places, to make it feel expansive so it doesn't dial down to just an exercise in unce all night.
Yeah. Ugh. It gets like that sometimes, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, so this song that we're going to listen to, Thank You Dream Girl, which is a Machine Drum and the Soft Pink Truths collaboration for this record. This one is great in that it shows a few different sections or spectrums of possibilities with what you could do with Hit'em inside one song. It's a song over movements and sweeps, different ways to approach it and look at it, which is it's great. Because you'd hope that people doing this kind of thing would, you know, that they'd really think about the sort of statement that they were making with the music.
Yeah, yeah. It's so interesting you say that, because when I was listening to this, I was like, oh, it's kind of like a sampler for this genre.
Yeah, totally. The compilation is even more... like a sampler for this genre.
Right,
but
right,
this song is definitely is like a thesis statement. So it's interesting, you know, this whole thing, it's a few months in, we're a couple of compilations, and the thing seems like it's taking. Maybe we'll even see some Hit'em club nights or people playing Hit'em DJ sets.
It's kind of cool, though, isn't it? This whole story. I kind of love it.
Yeah, I think people just really needed it right now because the pathways through which these sort of new dance music styles used to bubble up in a real regional sense in the 90s.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so you had Detroit came up with techno, Chicago came up with house, London came up with jungle drum and bass. You know, these things would bubble and ferment in these regional areas, Baltimore Club in Baltimore, and then they'd slowly make their way into the wider world. Now, since everything's so much more interconnected, there's far less of a sense of specific regionality within music.
Yeah.
So it's almost like what we're seeing here is maybe the style is an example of... a bunch of people with similar sensibilities from around the world have congregated through internet platforms, creating their own community around approaching this sort of thing. So it's a different type of regionality.
Yeah, it's funny.
That's the best way I could put it.
Funny you say that, because I almost said, like, this is a very 21st century story of music.
Yeah, no, 100%. This could not happen. But the thing with this is, this couldn't even happen in the 2000s.
No, this is like...
This could have happened in the 2010s.
It could have, but, you know, I don't think...
But now is the perfect time for it to
occur. I agree. Yes, and I'm so excited to play this song for the audience right now. I kind of love, you know, being at the forefront of a new style. I'm here. I'm witnessing it all.
Well, look, I mean, you have a chat with your station boss about that sort of idea afterwards, because that was the whole deal, 90s and the 2000s, the idea of being there as it was happening, the newest music.
Yes, I haven't had a bloody conversation with James like that before. no, I mean, that man's been at the forefront of too many bloody things. It's about time I should be. No, I'm kidding, James. I love you. Very excited for this. Martin, thank you so much for joining me this morning. And good luck getting all your work done. It's deadline heavy season, I believe, isn't it?
Oh, very much so. Ooh. It's all happening this week. So I'm going to depart and say goodbye.
Farewell.
But as always, thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for being here, Martin. And he just hangs up. I do enjoy that about Martin, as he is the coldest hanger-upper in the world. Anyway, here is his track.